This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With it being another big week for farm trade developments on Capitol Hill, as action on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement moves over to the Senate. There's never been any question the Senate will approve USMCA implementing legislation, clearing the way for billions of dollars in new U.S. farm and manufacturing trade. The only question, as the Senate Finance Committee now advances the bill to the full Senate, is timing. The fight over the shape of a Senate impeachment trial, as House Speaker Pelosi has held back until now, charges against the president in an unlikely bid to gain leverage, is again raising timing questions. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore urged lawmakers earlier to not let impeachment get in the way of badly needed new ag sales.
There ought to be an effort made to make room to get USMCA done. You know, if their timing is that tight, then perhaps an abbreviated schedule reviewing it. Certainly they've had plenty of discussions about what is in this package.
The Senate Finance Committee was doing just that this week, advancing the USMCA bill without the usual preliminary review, since the White House already sent up and the House bill passed in December. Moore isn't commenting on impeachment, but he and Farm Bureau are clearly frustrated with the role politics has played in slowing for months House approval and now forcing USMCA to compete with impeachment in the Senate.
The men and women that I work for all across the country and all the states and in Puerto Rico, we need to get USMCA done and move on to some of these other trade matters that are also having an impact on our farmers and ranchers in this country.
Farm Bureau officials hope the Senate passes USMCA ahead of any impeachment trial and at least before the president's State of the Union address February 4th. Mexico has already passed it, and Canada is expected to do so later this month. A Chinese delegation is planned to travel to Washington in the next week to join President Trump in signing the Phase 1 trade agreement between the two nations. The South China Morning Post reports China's trade delegation plans to travel to the U.S. on January 13th, 2 days before President Trump plans to sign the accord. China and the White House both have yet to officially announce the visit, and the officials included in the delegation. However, Chinese Vice Premier Liu He will lead the group to Washington. The signing of the deal will mean the increased agricultural purchases by China, as well as a partial end to the trade war that's dominated headlines for the past year and a half. China's soybean imports from the U.S. recently hit a 20-month high to 2.6 million tons. That's the highest number since March of 2018, when the trade war began between the world's largest economies, and that began to pick up steam. Moving on into national ag news, the national average fuel price for both gas and diesel in 2020 are expected to be slightly lower than 2019, but with several uncertainties. GasBuddy's 2020 fuel outlook predicts this year will feature a yearly national average of $2.60 per gallon for gas, representing only a 2-cent drop versus last year. The report predicts the 2020 national average diesel price at $3.03 per gallon. However, the report notes prices are largely seasonal and locationally driven, noting that the refinery maintenance, seasonable blend switches, and environmental regulations all impact price. Further, the report suggests that with the U.S. entering an election year in 2020, the most likely scenario will be for President Trump to shore up the U.S. economy ahead of an election to increase the chances of being reelected. Researchers say such a move may contribute to a more reliable period of growth and rise in the oil demand, but met by increasing global production, even against OPEC's production curb through March. And finally, in National Ag News for today, Bunge last week announced the sale of its share of an ethanol production facility. The Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy, or SIRE, repurchased Bunge's membership effective on December 31st. Purchase was made under the terms of the Bunge Membership Interest Purchase Agreement and ends Bunge's 13-year ownership interests in SIRE. Andres Martin, North American country manager for Bunge, stated, as Bunge focuses our resources on core businesses, selling our shares in SIRE while maintaining a relationship is an attractive opportunity. Sire is located on 275 acres in Council Bluffs, Iowa, operating an ethanol plant that is permitted to produce 140 million gallons of ethanol per year. And we'll move on into state and local ag news following these messages.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today, with personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt, and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
And we're back here on your Tuesday afternoon ag show, and moving on into regional ag news. Borden Dairy this week announced the company has entered bankruptcy protection and seeks to reorganize. In the announcement, Borden says the company intends to use the court process to pursue a financial restructuring designed to reduce its current debt load, maximize value, and position the company for long-term success. Meanwhile, Dean Foods, the largest milk producer in the U.S., filed for bankruptcy in November of last year. Chris Galen of the National Milk Producers Federation says the bankruptcies are not an indication of the dairy industry, but rather just the fluid milk sector.
I think what's not concerning is the fact that overall dairy consumption continues to grow. In fact, that's really reassuring, not concerning. What's happened with Dean's and now with Borden, I think it's more isolated cases of companies that are in the fluid milk business, which, as we know, not just for years but for decades, has seen per capita declines in consumption, and it's affected their business models.
Galen says Borden will continue to process milk during the bankruptcy process.
So we would think that there's not likely to be major disruptions, but at this point it's too soon to say because we don't know exactly how many different individual farms as well as cooperatives may be supplying those various plants that Borden is operating.
Borden is a dairy distributor based in Dallas, Texas, with products sold in the mid-south and eastern states of the United States. Moving on into state ag news, some moisture is headed for Illinois later this week, and the southern part of the state will likely get the most, says state climatologist Trent Ford.
Yeah, so really short term here. The next 7 days are forecasted to be pretty wet, especially for the southern and central parts of the state. So I talk about dryness and dryness. The National Weather Service a 7-day precipitation forecast showed forecasted totals reaching maybe 4 to 5 inches down to the southern part of the state, closer to 1 to 2 inches in the central and northern parts of the state. As far as longer term 8 to 14 day outlooks, as well as 30-day outlooks into February, and even those 3-month outlooks into March, April, and May, are all showing elevated odds of wetter than normal conditions. And so again, it you know, with the outlooks comes a little bit more uncertainty than the shorter term forecast. However, The consistency of those outlooks showing wetter than normal conditions suggests that there is a decent chance that we'll be seeing excess moisture and impacts related to that into later winter and into spring of 2020.
Ford continues to follow the outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center and also the hydrological conditions. Moving on now to our Ag Community Bulletin Board, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be holding their January meeting Thursday evening. That'll be held at 7 p.m. at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. Country Financial and the Illinois Farm Bureau and other organizations will be teaming up to hold agribusiness seminars throughout the state to better equip farmers and growers with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions for their operation. Two of these agribusiness seminars will be held next week, with the first of which to be held Monday morning at 8:30 at the Fayette County Farm Bureau in Vandalia. The second seminar will be held Tuesday morning at 9 at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Lake Shelbyville Visitors Center. Speakers for the seminars will include Doug Yoder with Country Financial, Dr. Gary Schnittke with the U of I, and Joe Camp with AgriVisor. And that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have anything for us ag-related, that can be emailed to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So for this Tuesday afternoon, January 7th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.